True Religion Needed in the Church Today, July 23. These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. We need true religion in the church. It is God's purpose that we shall show that we are born again, and that we are working out in our lives the great, heaven-born principles of truth. Thus only can we gain eternal life in the kingdom of glory. There might be 1,000 more laborers than there are now if God's people would deny themselves, and take up the cross, and follow Jesus. What we need is the sanctification of the Holy Spirit, and we need it every day. What we need is men of prayer, men who in quietness and humility, without any display or excitement, are overcoming self. What we need is to settle into the living principles of present truth. Satan is creeping in with his sophistry to undermine the principles of our faith. You remember how when Paul and Silas were teaching in a certain place, a woman met them, and cried saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." This woman was possessed with a spirit of divination, and by soothsaying brought her masters much gain. Her influence had helped to strengthen idolatry. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. But, you say, she spoke good words, and why should Paul rebuke her? It was Satan speaking through her, hoping to mingle his sophistry with the truths taught by those who were proclaiming the word of God. The same danger exists today. The enemy is trying to bring in his sophistry through those who ought to be on their knees before God, praying for an understanding of what saith the Scriptures, that they may stand against the evil influences that fill the world. God desires scientific sophistry to be purged from every heart. He desires us to rebuke every evil devising, every evil work. If we allow such devising to go unrebuked, we shall have to suffer the consequences. God wants us to go to Him for light, and to carry His presence with us wherever we go. The enemy will present his sophistries, with little fibers that would take hold of your experience and undermine your faith. I pray that your eyes may be anointed with the heavenly eye salve, that you may discern what is truth and what is error. We need to put on the white garments of Christ's righteousness. We need to walk and talk with God.